Post Hypnotic Press presents an unabridged recording of Paradox Resolution by K.A. Bedford, narrated by Cameron McDonald. Dedication. This book is for my mum and dad, Marie and Ken Bedford, and for my wife, Michelle Bedford. No writer ever had a better support team. Chapter 1. Aloysius Spider Webb did not look like a man who'd been to the end of time and back. He didn't look like a man who'd been offered ultimate power and turned it down. He looked ordinary, a middle-aged Australian bloke, a bit overweight, losing his graying hair, and with a bitter hardness about his eyes, a face that had been disappointed and done the disappointing. A long time ago, in another lifetime, Spider had been a promising young police officer. But then fate intervened, and now he was stuck fixing broken time machines for not much of a living. Though he hated time machines with the white-hot fury of a thousand suns, as they say, he did have an aptitude for the work. This surprised him very much. It helped that most time machine problems were stupidly simple, or indeed simply stupid. More often than not, Spider wanted to hit the owners around the head and shoulders with a copy of Time Machines for Dummies. Spider's problem was that he was a good man living in a rotten world, getting more rotten by the day. Right now, he just wanted